Monday, November 1st, 2010, Sag Torah Institute, Rabbi Shomer Singer, Shwita Rosh Hashiva. Special shiur given by Rabbi Benjamin Yudin of Shomrei Torah in Fairlawn, New Jersey, for Yeshiva PTI, for Parshas Todos, Tavshin Ayin Aleph 5771.
Yeah, everyone knows who Rav Yudin is. Doesn't need any kind of introduction.
Gary Schrager's rabbi. So I'm Gary Schrager's rabbi.
Gershon Pesach.
Oh, okay. Dear Lord, it's Gary. Gershon Pesach's rabbi. This was... of working with Rabbi Shulman, Baruch Hashem, for 2 years in our community. Okay, I'd like to share with you a challenging Rashi, and in this week's parasha, at the beginning, and to try to give you what I consider to be a very exciting insight into this Rashi. We find in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, and we have to remind ourselves that the Torah is not a storybook. And where the Torah does give us various narratives, there are reasons for it. So that later on in the Parsha, the Torah tells us that by Yizra Yitzchak Aretz Ahi, that year Yitzchak wanted to leave because there was a ra'av in the land. Hashem tells him to stay. And you see that he plants in that land, in that land. So the land is not fertile, south of Israel. It is a famine, and he yields me'ah she'arim, 100-fold what normally should have been. Why? And immediately what happens, the Torah tells us how wealthy he becomes, and immediately Vaikana also plished him. The Plishtim are envious of him, and they stop up the wells. This is the Torah giving us in one concise paragraph the paradigm of anti-Semitism, that they will literally cut their nose to spite their faces, that they're going to harm themselves, because when they cut away Yitzchak's water supply, they're hurting their own selves as well. That's okay, as long as we get the Jew. And it starts with Yitzhak. It's a fulfillment of Kigeria Zaracha Be'eretz Lo Lahem. Yitzhak is forced to wander from place to place in Eretz Yisrael. So there's no question that there's a reason for the Torah telling us each of the pratim regarding the others. Rivka does not have children for 20 years. After 20 years, she's now pregnant, and she's having a difficult pregnancy. Difficult pregnancy. There's at least one doctor in the house that I recognize. My good friend Dr. Griscott. And so the question is, why is she going Batilech Ledrosh Es Hashem? It's clear that she's been to the doctor. It's clear all the women have told her, Rivkala, you're supposed to experience certain pain and uncomfortableness when you are pregnant. No, she knows that there's something exceptional going on, and sure enough, good. So watch. The Torah tells us, Ayomar Hashem lo, right? Literally, says Rashi, Aydei Shaliach, to shame, Nemar Beruach HaKodesh, Hu Amar lo. So she goes to the Navi, and the Navi says to her, Shnei, now the Baal Korei is going to pronounce this Goyim, as if the word were written, Gimel Vav Yud Mem. Should the Baal Korei pronounce it any other way, you're going to correct him. How else might he read it? Well, the Vav is not there. It's a Kri and a Ksiv. In every Sefer Torah, it's written Gimel Yud Yud Mem. And that is pronounced Shnei Geyim. Rashi tells us Geyim Ksiv. It's written Geyim, referring to two very great, noble individuals. So even though on the surface the pasuk means you have two nations, and literally from your womb are going to come out two very different, and the struggle that's taking place in your womb is really a poel dimyon, it's a prophecy, but the prophecy is actually being solidified through an act, that your prophecy is a living proof that this will happen, that there's going to be a constant struggle between these two nations that will emerge from your womb. Right? It will pass, the might from one to the other, and ultimately, at the finish line, we know that the older one will serve the younger one. Okay. So Rashi tells us, citing the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that who are these Geyim? Geyim, two proud ones. So, first of all, what's wrong with Shnei Goyim? Why must the Torah know that there be this Mesorah, two Yuds, instead of Gimel Vav Yud Mem? And who are these Shnei Geyim? Says Rashi, Elu Antoninus the Rebbe. These are Antoninus and Rebbe. Now what happens? Let's understand something. Shalopaskul Mayal Shulchanam, that each of them was so wealthy that depending on any time of the year, whether it was in season or not, they were able to have tznon and chazeres, various kinds of vegetables, radish and lettuce, etc. Lobi mosachama, lobi mosachshomen. They were wealthy, they were able to import it, etc. What's going on here? If the Gemara has to select someone who's going to represent the future of Rivka, that she could be proud of, which of my descendants, I don't know if any of us would have suggested Rebbe. Nothing against Rebbe. What happened to David Melch Yisrael? Shlomo Melech. Rebbe was a Nasi. David and Shlomo were Melachim. At the time of David and Shlomo, there was a sign on the Bezdin, no converts. Everybody wanted to convert. Am Yisrael was at its apex at that time. So people were converting for the wrong reasons. Bezdin wasn't taking converts. If you were to ask me, could somebody please make a recommendation, who would be the Jewish representative of that gay individual, the one that is up there, I wouldn't have chosen Rebbe. Now let's understand something. What is this Nevuah? The Nevuah is, there's going to be a constant struggle. The Ramban, and you'll take a look at the Ramban on this Pasuk, it's something remarkable. After this Nevuah, after Shem tells Rivka what the story is, her pains ceased. The Torah doesn't tell us that. The Ramban tells us that. Why? What's the Ramban telling us? And now, for the rest of the pregnancy, Baruch Hashem, she was pain-free after she heard this. What's going on here? So you should know, the Medrash tells you what I'm going to tell you in a few places. The Medrash is found in Koheles Rabbah, on the Pasuk, in the first parak of Koheles. V'zorach HaShemesh uvo HaShemesh. Very nice. The wise King Shlomo, Solomon, teaches us sunrise, literally in that case there, sunset, sunrise. For this I need a wise king. I need the Chochem Mikol Adam to tell me sunrise, sunset. So the Major says, oh no. What's the pasuk teaching me? Ad shelo shaka shimsha shel tzadik echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls destiny, that before the sun, S-U-N, of one tzadik sets, the son of another tzaddik rises. What does that mean? Says the Medrash, the day Rabbi Akiva died, that's the day Rabbi was born. Now we all recall from the end of Gemara Brachos, Rabbi Akiva died a horrific death. They tortured Rabbi Akiva to death. The Romans, Yamach Shemam. So Rabbi was born into a very turbulent, challenging time of Jewish history. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah tells us of the miracle as to how Rebbe and his family survived. When Rebbe was born, there was a decree against circumcision. Rebbe's parents circumcised him anyway. The governor finds out. His parents are told to bring the baby circumcised to the Caesar. That's the same time that Antoninus was born. Antoninus becomes, as we know, the head of the Roman community. And Antoninus's mother had compassion on Rebbe's mother, knowing full well that the young couple and their baby would be put to death, that she gave her, Antoninus, took Rebbe for that few hours that she had to be in front of the Caesar. Tosfos suggests that because Rebbe's mother nursed Antoninus, perhaps that's the underlying cause as to what happened, that an incredible friendship developed between Rebbe and Antoninus. Or a ceasefire. What does that mean? Again, we're going to read this Shabbos, and again on Thursday morning. The terrible agitation of the two of them fighting within is the poel dimyon, is the nevuah of what's going to happen throughout history. Rabbi Shimon teaches halacha. He doesn't say agada. He says halacha. Esav sone liyakov. There's no other way to translate that. You can't fudge it. It means one thing. Esav hates Yaakov. Now why he does, Rabbi Singer will please invite me back. We'll discuss it some other time. I'll give you a hint. The word Sinai and the word Sina. Come on. You know the difference between a sin and a shin, but they're certainly phonetically so related. The rabbis didn't confuse the two, but the rabbis say, and why is it called Sinai? Because Yarda Sina La'olam. But we got the Ten Commandments, hatred came down to the world. Because the guy deep down knows that we have the lifestyle that he wished he had. He knows that our Shabbos is something so special. He knows. Okay, let's get back to our topic. So very clearly, what's happening here, Shnei Geyim, is in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the horrific time that Rebbe is born, something most unusual is going to happen. What I call the ceasefire. That there's going to be a friendship between Rebbe and Antoninus, which allows Rebbe to write or to redact and to author Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Rebbe apologizes for writing down Torah Sheba'al Peh. The oral law was to be just that, the oral law. He cites a pasuk from Eicha, Eis Lasos Lashem, Heferu Sarasecha. It was a time that because, and only for you, God, are we going against your Torah. Again, listen to those words. But for you and only you, God, are we going against your Torah. Dvarim, Torah Sheba'al Peh, oral Torah, is to be just that. It's to be transmitted, father to son, teacher to student. It's not to be written down. Rebbe wrote down, till the end of Uktzin, right? Rebbe wrote down, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Why? What's he doing? He's doing it because he recognizes that he wants Torah to survive. Now how could Rebbe write down Shisha Sidrei Mishnah if he would have been persecuted? If he would have been running? If he would have been fearful for his life? The fact that Rebbe had Yishuv Hadas, the fact that Rebbe had peace of mind, the fact that he had the Roman government smiling at him, giving him this opportunity, is what literally saved the day. So inherent in the Nevuah. Now, I saw this interpretation in a sefer worth buying, and if they won't break the set, it's worth buying the whole set just for this one volume. The name of the sefer is called Sum Derech, not Shum, but Sum Derech. It's by the late Rav Simcha Zisel Brody, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Chevron in Yerushalayim. And he writes, in his understanding of the Ramban, the question that I asked you. I never went on to think, and what was the rest of a pregnancy like? No, I don't want pain for anybody, but if she, my sister, she didn't be well. I remember that she had twins, and for 3 months prior to the birth, she had to be, she had bedrest. Okay, Baruch Hashem, they're both married now, etc. But okay, at the time it was challenging. Okay, I would feel sorry for any woman that's going through difficulty. But the Ramban goes, no, says the Ramban, the rest of the time, why? So listen carefully. In order to create this special moment in history, that there would not be this sinah, that there would not be this tension between Yaakov and Esav, in order to create that, there had to be a long period of Rivka where she did not experience this pain. What's going on here? Such a powerful idea. It's more than Imo Anochi Bitzara. It's more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us even in our moments of challenge and difficulty. But it's incredible Hashgacha Pratis. It's incredible divine providence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us through this Nevuah that even though there's going to be this Esav Sonei LeYaakov, there's going to be Shnei Goyim, but it's what? Written as Goyim. And you hear the Kriyas HaTorah, if I don't look inside, I don't see the word, two nations are in your womb. But no, Chazal say that the Mesorah is that if the Torah, if you'll take it out on Shabbos and Thursday, and if it's written Gimel Vav, Yud Mem, you'll say, Rabbi Singer, I think we have to put it back, and you know something, you're right. That's how important the Mesorah is, that it's a Kri and a Ksiv. I'm going to conclude with the following. There's a delicious Meshach Chochma in Parshas Ekev, whereby the Meshach Chochma goes through Birkas HaMazon. I have a tuna sandwich for lunch. So the first bracha is understandable. Good. Thank you, Hashem, for sustaining us, for giving us the food. Thank you. No, you're not finished. Second bracha. Thank Hashem to Eretz Yisrael. All right. I can understand why. Because really, all our bracha comes through Eretz Yisrael. I don't have too much time. I can show you at the end of Parshas Eke, at the end of the Parsha, Eretz Asher Hashem Lokecho Doresh Olsa, you'll look at the Rashi, no problem. No, you're not finished yet. You have one more bracha on a Torah level. And what's that? The bracha of Malchus, Beis David, the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So the Meshach Chochma says that Birkas HaMazon is basically thanking Hashem for taking us through Jewish history. And you have the man in the Midbar and to Eretz Yisrael, and you have Malchus and the Beis HaMikdash, but then, oh no, one more bracha. Hatov HaMeitiv, the Gemara tells us in two places, what does it mean, Hatov HaMeitiv? Hatov Shelo Yisrichu, HaMeitiv Shenitam Gvura. Before I finish benching, I say thank you to Hashem that the many, many thousands of corpses that Lo Aleinu died at Beitar, when Beitar fell under Bar Kokhba, approximately almost 2,000 years ago, let's say 1900 years ago. So for 2.5 years, we have thousands and thousands, maybe more, bodies that are exposed to the elements and don't putrefy and give off a foul odor, and they're finally given over to burial. And this is what we end with Birkas HaMazon every single time we bench. Huhetiv, Humetiv, Huyetiv Lanu, Tov HaMetiv. What's going on here? Why is this part of Birkas HaMazon? So says the Meshach Chochma so beautifully that the Birkas HaMazon is carrying us through Jewish history. That even in the Golos, even though this happened in Eretz Yisrael, but even when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and even when the sun doesn't seem to be shining upon us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, and He performs miracles for us. HaTov Shalom Yisrichu, HaMetiv Shemitah LeKvura. So I believe that it's the same parallel, what's happening in this parasha as well. Shnei Geyim. It's not that the Gemara could have chosen anybody, and the Gemara should have chosen Shlomo HaMelech. No. But the way Rav Brody is explaining it, it's beautiful, that within the Nevuah itself, that there is this constant challenge and struggle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for this opportunity for Rebbe to have this Yishev Adas that he could literally compose, edit, and redact Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which Baruch Hashem is being learned in this space medrash right here and in Batei Midrashim all over the world because of Shnei Geyim Bivitzna. Very, very exciting. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to thank him. I need it. Very good.
And we will call him back.